Here are today's top stories. The Republican National Convention escalates into day three with another round of Hillary bashing. Listen, I'm not a Hillary supporter, but do Republicans have any ideas of their own? Or is it just straight up, put Hillary in jail? And this just in, a Trump advisor said that Hillary Clinton should be shot for treason. Come on, really? Make America safe again? Hillary's got blood on her hands. Make America work again? Hillary should be put in jail. Make America first again? Hillary should be shot? What's Thursday have in store? Tar and feather? Are they going to kidnap her and suspend her from the rafters? Talk about your own stuff. Talk about banning Muslims or putting up a wall or how China owns us. Even denying climate change is better than this. Vice presidential candidate Mike Pence speaks tonight. Going to be interesting to see how he ratchets up the Hillary rhetoric. My guess, Hillary Pinata. Protests heated up a little bit in Cleveland today with a couple of arrests and a couple of assaults on officers, but still relatively quiet in terms of political convention protests. I don't know, wake me up when it gets all Chicago 1968 up in here, huh? A speechwriter copped to plagiarizing Michelle Obama with Melania Trump's speech on Monday. You know, because Melania just has so much respect for Obama. Haven't heard that publicly before, so maybe continue that trend. But now some are wondering why a Trump employee is working for the campaign, and did that possibly violate election law? Meh. Violating election law is something rich guys put on plaques. In state politics, a judge removed a proposed constitutional amendment from the ballot over legislative redistricting. This was a Governor Rauner initiative to take the politics out of redistricting, i.e. away from Mike Madigan, which in Illinois would be like removing milk from cereal or money from politics. It just doesn't, you can't. Dems responded by just drawing new lines around Rauner's mansion. So, Governor, you're now represented by Ken Duncan. That'll teach you. A judge said that the development of the old post office building in the South Loop can begin. Yay! I hope they do something great with that building, which straddles 290. I say indoor water park. Or maybe like the biggest Panda Express in the world. Or I don't know, how about a post office? In astronomy news, scientists say that two exoplanets that are orbiting a star appear to be rocky, therefore maybe habitable. When hearing this news, humans were like, let me at it! I'll ruin that planet so fast! Cool Ranch Doritos for everybody! Woohoo! In weather, oh boy, it's hot out, and it's going to get hotter. You know it's hot when the president tweets out that it's hot. And that's hot. The excessive heat starts tomorrow. The city and media have done a pretty good job with the warnings, eh? If anyone doesn't know it's going to be hot tomorrow, well, it's kind of on you at this point. Get a box fan. In sports, the Cubs take the series against the Mets on the back of Anthony Rizzo, who hit two more home runs today. It's that time of year where we start talking MVP, and well, Rizzo, he should be MVP. And at this point, Kyle Hendricks, Cy Young, the Cubs' fifth starter, wins again, this time pitching shutout ball into the seventh inning. He's got a 2.27 ERA right now. This is the Cubs' fifth starter. To quote Twitter, that's amazeballs. The Cubs made a trade, too, to get Seattle left-hand reliever Mike Montgomery, which will end the Dan Vogelbach era in Chicago. He's going to be a star in Seattle. He's going to be like a Justin Smoke star. You just watch. The White Sox somehow lost in Seattle today to lose the series. Extra innings, too. Of course, extra innings. Big day for Melky Cabrera, though. He's hot. Melky's hot. Test his urine. Still 6 or 7 or 9 or 15. A lot of games back. You know, and also, don't get on a roll right now and force us all to wonder if you're legit right before the trade deadline. That was so last year. We're still paying for that. Smartja. Have I mentioned that we're only like 1 week away from Bears camp? So 1 week to get your affairs in order, get that yard work taken care of, clean out the garage, play with your kids, because starting next week, football is back. The Bears signed former Panthers offensive lineman Amini Silatulu. Let me try that out. Silatulu with the block! Holding on Silatulu? You can't make that mistake and back up your team, Silatulu. The Bears just look out of sync, fourth down again. Yeah, I could see it. It fits. In hockey news, former Blackhawks rent-a-player Brad Richards retired after 15 years. Hey, we rented at the right time since he won a Stanley Cup with the team back in 2015. And finally tonight, California GOP delegates have come down with the norovirus. Hey, we've always known politics to be full of crap, but this, This is just taking it over the top. Well, that's the carryout for July 20th, 2016. We're giving away free water for the heat wave. I mean, it's tap water, but still, it's free. What do you care?